Culture 8. Exercise 2B. Page 70.
Surf's up. When the waves break on the Californian coastline, most of them have been travelling across the vast Pacific Ocean for thousands of kilometres. Those powerful breakers need a great sport to do them justice, and they found it when surfing arrived in the Golden State. The Polynesians had been surfing on Hawaii and other Pacific islands for hundreds and perhaps even thousands of years. But it was only after the sport reached California that surfing became what it is today, a way of life. A staff member at Surfer magazine in the 1960s said that when he heard the cry, "Surf's up," he would turn around to find an empty office. The rest of them were already on their way to the beach to catch some waves. Because for the surfer, nothing was more important than the search for the perfect wave. The first written record of surfing is from Lieutenant James King, who had witnessed it on Tahiti on the 10th of April 1769 during Captain Cook's third and final voyage of discovery through the Pacific. Mark Twain also wrote about it in 1866, saying that Hawaiians of all ages amused themselves with the sport of surf bathing. So it is certainly fitting that Hawaiians brought it to California in 1885, when three of them, while students in California, surfed the waves of Santa Cruz near Los Angeles on boards carved from the native redwood. Next came George Freeth, half Hawaiian, half Irish, who was hired to surf in front of the Hotel Redondo on Santa Monica Bay in 1907 as a tourist attraction. Freeth died tragically young in the flu epidemic of 1919 at the age of just 35. But another Hawaiian, Duke Kahanamoku, was there to pick up the baton. Kahanamoku had represented the USA as a swimmer in the 1912, 1920, and 1924 Olympics, winning a total of 3 gold and 2 silver medals. He was an even better surfer and used his Olympic fame to promote the sport in Australia and California. For his and Freeth's contributions to the pastime, they have been dubbed the fathers of modern surfing. Today, whoever thinks of California thinks of surfing, and there are at least 15 major competitive surfing events every year, including the US Open at Huntington Beach and the Mavericks Challenge near San Francisco. At the same time, Californian surf culture has gone global. The Shaka sign, holding the hand in a loose fist and extending the thumb and little finger in separate directions, surfers use to salute each other, is now a form of greeting known worldwide. Surf slang like dude and awesome have found their way into everyone's vocabulary. And the Californian surfer, relaxed, super fit, living for the moment, and still waiting for the perfect wave, can now be found on every continent.